This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Part of Interstate 25 that was closed south of Denver this morning because of a serious crash is now back open. CDOT says northbound lanes of I-25 are now clear near Larkspur, south of Castle Rock. The Colorado House takes up the state budget this week. The plan increases per pupil spending in schools and also puts more money toward higher education and transportation. Lawmakers have billions more to spend in the fiscal year that starts in July, thanks to the economy's stronger than expected recovery after the pandemic shutdown. The budget already made it through the state Senate with strong bipartisan support. Empty office space is near record levels in Denver. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Almost 17% of office space in the metro area is vacant, the most in a decade. That's according to a new report from CBRE, a real estate services company. The vacancy rate has been climbing since the pandemic started, with many companies reevaluating how much space they need. Technology companies are one industry that is still taking on new space. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new low-cost airline is coming to Grand Junction. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story.
Avelo Airlines is so new that it hasn't even flown its first commercial flight yet. When it arrives in Grand Junction in early May, the airline will offer one-way flights for as low as $19 to and from its hub in Burbank, California. From there, flyers will be able to travel to various small cities across the West that aren't often commercial flight destinations, including Medford, Oregon, and Ogden, Utah. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver is at 23 degrees with a few clouds right now. The high today will be 40. You're listening to CPR News.